From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration wants to use $30 billion from the bank bailout program to provide credit to struggling small businesses. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Administration officials say the controversial bank bailout has become so stigmatized, many smaller banks don't want to participate. Those banks are a critical link in providing credit to small businesses, which the administration's counting on to create new jobs. So, President Obama is asking Congress to transfer some of the bailout money into a new program that will come with fewer strings and less of a stigma attached.
Take that $30 billion and use it to create a new small business lending fund that will provide capital for community banks on Main Street.
Banks' cost for tapping the fund would be substantially reduced if they show an increase in small business lending. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama's chief military advisor is recommending that gays be allowed to serve openly in uniform, in effect abandoning a policy put in place in 1993 known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee today it is, quote, the right thing to do. Mullen, who is the nation's highest-ranking uniformed officer, told lawmakers he's deeply troubled by a policy that forces people to lie about who they are in order to defend their fellow citizens. Mullen said while there will be some obstacles to lifting the ban, he thinks the military can handle it. Battered by massive safety recalls, Toyota reported sales plunged in January by nearly 16%. Meanwhile, the big winner for the month appeared to be Ford, where sales rose by nearly 25% from the year before. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
January was a dreadful month for Toyota's image, and it was reflected in showrooms. Worried about vehicles suddenly accelerating, Toyota planned to fix faulty gas pedals and stop selling 8 models. They included certain versions of popular cars, including the Camry and the Corolla. As a result, Toyota sales fell below 100,000 a month for the first time in more than a decade. Ford, by contrast, saw a big jump, driven by fleet sales to governments, rental companies, and private business. General Motors, which went through bankruptcy last year, saw sales rise 14%. Both companies have been trying to exploit Toyota's safety problems. Last week, GM and Ford offered cash back to Toyota owners willing to trade in their vehicles. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy still isn't creating jobs at the pace needed to keep up with a growing population. Let's look at the final month of last year. The Labor Department reports unemployment rose in 306 of 372 metropolitan areas. El Centro, California continues to have the highest jobless rate in the nation with nearly 28% of the population unemployed. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 111 points today. The Nasdaq was up 19 points. This is NPR. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad seems to be offering to exchange 3 jailed U.S. hikers for Iranians currently serving time in U.S. jails. Suggestion from Ahmadinejad came during a TV interview in which the Iranian leader said discussions were underway about such a deal. It's not immediately clear which prisoners might be exchanged. The 3 U.S. hikers were taken into custody after they strayed into Iran from northern Iraq at the end of July. Hollywood producer David Brown, who is responsible for such movies as Jaws and Patton, has died. He was 93 years old. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
A former journalist with degrees from Stanford and Columbia, Brown started his career in New York as a magazine writer and book editor. After serving as a member of the Psychological Warfare Unit of Army Intelligence, Brown worked briefly at 20th Century Fox, then returned to publishing. In 1959, he married his third wife, a petite advertising copywriter named Helen Gurley. Together, they launched Cosmopolitan, a popular women's magazine that dared to talk about sex. Brown returned to Fox in 1964 and worked closely with Richard Zanuck. They produced several hits, including The Sound of Music, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and MASH. After being forced out of Fox, Brown and Zanuck established their own production company and produced Driving Miss Daisy, which won them an Oscar. David Brown died Monday at his New York home after a long illness. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Americans may be drinking as much as ever, but based on some industry sales numbers, it's not the top-shelf stuff. Lower-priced liquors were the fastest-growing segment last year, up 5.5%. Pricier labels, including some boutique vodkas, saw more than 5% sales decline in 2009. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.